This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How long before Fauci is no longer the media darling Team Demento puts on all the TV stations as their talking head? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I'm going to make you a bet. It isn't going to be that long before Fauci starts to fade into the woodwork, because we are starting to learn the truth, and the truth shall set you free. That's right. Welcome to church. Yo, I'm about to preach up in here. Kevin Jackson's radio show is on, and Dr. Martin Luther King is taking over his body. I have a dream that one day Kevin's show will be the most listened to show in all of America. I have a dream today. Free at last. Free at last. Welcome, everybody. We have a little bit of fun on this show some days. Other days we take ourselves too seriously, and when I reflect on those days, I feel bad for you. You're getting a good show, but you're not getting me. And it could be that, you know, I'm having a day. I'm entitled. I can have my day. Hey, for my friends out there, Lori and Dale sent you a text the other day. I want to make sure you're okay. I know you got the woo flu. I think, Lori, you were telling me you were coming out of it. I know my buddy Stu, he had it, he's feeling better, but now his lovely wife Marie has got it. I don't know if they wanted me to say that. If you don't know them, don't worry about it. They're not going to come and infect you. But hopefully everybody's getting better that has it. And you probably are. It's like fighting a cold. This disease, this virus still cracks me up, because I'm telling you, I was going to groceries the other day, and a guy sneezed. Didn't have a mask on. He was with his daughter. She's probably 10. And I was doing something, getting stuff out of my cart. And he sneezed, and I said, bless you. And I just looked back down, and he looked at me and said, thank you. And he looked over at me, and I looked back at him because I could tell he was still looking at me. And I said, I'm not worried about you infecting me. But you could tell that the dude was like, you didn't even worry. I was like, no, I ain't worried. I'm not worried about getting the woo flu. Because I know the whining song. Ain't no need of worrying what tomorrow's going to bring. I don't worry for two reasons. Number one, I got an attorney. And two, I believe in the Lord. I'm not worried. Good things will happen. I've made decisions that would have made my life easier. God didn't tell me it was going to be easy. I tell you guys this on the program all the time. You're not promised easy. If it were easy, everybody would do it. I'm not saying life in general. I'm saying we're all going to play along this game of life. But if it were easy, we'd be having kids going, let's have 50 kids. It's really easy, and it's all going to be easy. The reason why you don't have more kids, let me just tell you why. It ain't easy. Shoot. I have 4 sons. Let me tell you. Oh, don't even get me started. We're conservatives, but let me tell you, your kids can drive you crazy. You can raise them right. Doesn't mean a thing. They can succumb. The world is out there. It's going to get them. And you can, my grandmother fixated on my uncles for years. My oldest uncle who passed away, I hate to say it, but I can't say he's my favorite. They were both my favorites in certain ways. But he finally made it at the end. My uncle died a millionaire. His family's fighting over his estate. I didn't even realize my uncle died a millionaire. You'd never know it. He had a vet, but that's it. Tight as can be. Died owing me me and my brother, $3,000 that he never paid back. But you know what? I don't care. If I could have him back, I would take him back in a minute. But anyway, up until the point where he really got self-sufficient, he and his brother milked their mom, my grandmother, who raised me, so she was like my mother, and I would say to her, why are you giving these grown butt men money? I don't even ask you for anything. I was working as a little kid, doing all kinds of stuff, painting fences, clearing fields for the hunters. I mean, you name it. I did it. I hunted varmints in the wintertime, sold the pelts. I've made my own living. In fact, I can tell you, as God is my witness, I didn't take a dime from my parents, from my grandparents, from the time of probably 16 years old going forward. Not a dime. And later in life, I financed my grandmother's life. I got after her one time and said, stop giving my money to these crazy cousins of mine. Getting in jail and stuff, and you're bailing them out. I don't send you money to bail Aaron out of jail. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. You're hearing my crazy story, mi vida loca. But the real vida loca is back to these demented Democrats. Suddenly, folks, comedians like Colbert, we played that clip in the last segment, are going, hey, maybe Fauci isn't as believable as we thought he was. Maybe we need to stop giving these guys as much press because we are spreading misinformation. What did Sotomayor do? She took some bogus information and said it as gospel as she's going to make a decision about your life. Folks, let me tell you something. Millions of these Democrats that used to think the Democratic Party was all for good, they are on to Fauci the fraud. They are on to the Biden administration. They are on to the Democrats. They are on to the progressive movement. They are on to the Me Too movement. They are on to defund the police. They're on to all of it. They're on to Hunter Biden. They're waking up from woke. And I don't think this is going to stop them from trying to sway public opinion and continue with fear. But signs are showing, folks, all over the place. You don't need me to tell you. Fear-mongering hasn't worked, and it isn't going to work. And the reason is, too many of us possess the American spirit. We understand this stuff. We are free-thinking, critical thinkers, and we get it. Now, I don't know if the Democrats realize to what degree we get it. They have tried to beat into us that, well, we did not cheat you in the election. We beat you fair and square. And you're going, not buying it. You know how many people come up to me? I'll be at an event. I was at an event the other night. I said, we all know that Biden cheated. Everybody's like, yep. There wasn't anybody shaking their head going, I don't know, Kev. I don't know. Now, I'm not saying that's a litmus test for it all, but I'm telling you, you get it. They're not going to convince us of what we know in our heart of hearts. We're not stupid. When I come back, I'm going to talk about the evil of these people. I'm going to explain them in a way that you'll get, because I'm pretty good at that. But let me tell you, they've stacked the deck, they've given you the wrong numbers, and now they're having to fess up. And here's a question you should be asking yourself. Why are they suddenly fessing up?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, boy, I can smell a rat in this story. You guys know, you probably have gotten pretty good at it yourselves. You look at a news title and you go, I'm not clicking on that. Clickbait from some leftist newspaper that wants you to read their article. You know, oh, read our stuff. It's anti-Trump. Now, I've gotten to where I can sniff it out. I don't click them. You're not getting my little fractional penny. I only click conservative sites. Because conservative sites, though it may have a slant toward conservatism, the truth will be in there. There'll be good or bad, the truth will be in there. It'll be slanted towards what our way of thinking. I do it. That's the way I write. I write opinion pieces. I'm not news. This radio show is not news. I want to be clear because there are people that want to believe that. I did an interview with, who was it, New York Times or somebody. And went, well, you consider yourself to be news. And I said, no, I do not. We're opinion. And we call ourselves a news and opinion site. Now, the news part is we take the news and then I give you my opinion. And I recorded the phone call because I was like, I'm recording this call because if you put me out of context, I'll sue you. I have them. I keep all those recordings. They haven't talked to me in a while because I haven't been on TV or anything. I'm not a big deal. Anyway, glad you guys are here. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. This story, AOC tested positive for Wu Flu. And I know what many of you are thinking. Why won't she just die? I'm kidding. Well, I'm not actually. Because a lot of you would be thinking that. And you wouldn't be wrong to think it. I mean, the idea that people are sick of her. I'm not saying any of us want her dead. I don't. I find AOC very entertaining in an idiotic, moronic kind of way. Anyway, according to Axios, Cortez tested positive for COVID-19. This was confirmed last Sunday evening. And here's what they were saying. She is experiencing symptoms and recovering at home. The Congresswoman received her booster shot this fall and encourages everyone to get their booster and follow all the CDC guidance, the statement read. And then they have this thing called the big picture. They said, the U.S. is experiencing a surge in cases due to the highly transmissible Omicron variant, with cities like New York and Washington, D.C. leading the wave. Think about what they just said. Two of the biggest lockdown cities are leading the wave. So what does it mean? It means that whether you lock down or not, the wave is coming. Kind of like the flu during the winter. Ultraviolet light doesn't kill it. It doesn't have as much, there's not as much sunlight. I don't buy this story for 1 second, though. See, let's recall, AOC escaped from the lockdown city of New York, and she went where? Where? Anybody remember? I believe she went to the free state of Florida. To freedom. And when her hypocrisy was discovered, the idea, the notion that she would leave Nueva York and go to a state that allowed her no mask mandates, no vaccine mandates, whatever, and she could live in freedom, she got childlike and mad and threw a temper tantrum. See, she didn't want you to call her out for her obvious hypocrisy. That made her mad. She knew everybody knew. What are you talking about? And she did what a child would do. She could have done the adult thing and said, look, I'll be honest with you. We've been living in lockdown, and my boyfriend and I decided we wanted to, if she had said, we wanted to come down to Florida and check it out and see if you could go back to normal. How is Florida really faring? So while I am on vacation and it's a beautiful state, I am sort of fact-finding. See, there's many things she could have said, but no. She, oh, Republicans, y'all just like me. You want to be with me. You just love me. You want to date me. What a childish response. You want to date me. And so that and a host of other things. The back and forth, we talked about it. DeSantis saying, hey, it's really funny. Oh, AOC, you're enjoying the freedom of Florida? And rightfully so. We deserve to do everything we did to her. But then she gets back home and, now she's got the Wu Flu. Yeah. And it's Governor DeSantis' fault, right? If AOC has Wu Flu, I'm going to say this. She had it before she left. What did I just tell you? The places where it was most prolific was in the states where they were on lockdown. New York, D.C., San Antonio, and the Liberty Town. Anyway, in these leftist enclaves, she probably took the Wu Flu to Florida. How will we ever know? New York City is the epicenter for super spreaders, a.k.a. the vaxxed. So she's been vaxxed, she's been boosted, which brings up another part of this story in case you missed it. The fact that she was boosted proves that the non-vax are the ones who are the super spreaders and that the shots and boosters are ineffective. Wow. This is a woman. So, look, this is a poster child for why Citibank, I talked about this the other day, how dare Citibank mandate to its employee or anybody else that you get a shot that isn't going to help you? She got the shot. She still had it. Do we know if she was a super spreader? How many people did she give it to? Remember, we played a commercial the other day. Let's play it again so they can explain to you how the super spreading works.
Joe brought it home from the office. He gave it to Betty and one of his kids and to Betty's mother. But Betty's mother went back to California the next day. On her way to the airport, she gave it to a cab driver, a ticket agent, and one of the charming stewardesses. At school, Joe's kid gave it to some other kids, and Mrs. Merrill got it and gave it to her husband. In California, Betty's mother gave it to her best friend, Dottie. But Dottie had a heart condition and she died. But before she died, Dottie gave it to her girlfriend, the mailman, the paper boy, and the vet when she went to pick up her chihuahua.
If a swine flu epidemic comes, this is how it could spread. You'll want to be protected, especially if you're elderly or chronically ill. Get a shot of protection. The swine flu shot.
Well, there you have it. All the ways we can spread this dreaded disease. So, if we're all going to get it, and many people have, many of my friends got it, Melissa got it, etc. I've had the original one. Why are we all dead? Yeah, good question.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control will soon update Americans on the best type of mask to wear, as many experts say cloth and surgical masks don't provide nearly as much protection as N95 face coverings. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky explains where her agency stands right now.
Any mask is better than no mask, and we do encourage all Americans to wear a well-fitting mask.
masks to protect themselves and prevent the spread of COVID-19.
The CDC also saying there could be more than 62,000 deaths from the coronavirus over the next month. Johns Hopkins University saying the virus has killed more than 840,000 so far. Lawmakers paying tribute to late Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid as he lies in state at the Capitol on Wednesday. USA Radio News. A medical helicopter crashed in front of a church in suburban Philadelphia on Tuesday.
A medevac helicopter carrying a child patient crash-landed outside Philadelphia Tuesday afternoon, but all four people on board are expected to survive in what officials called an absolute miracle. The crash took place roughly 1 p.m. near United Methodist Church in Delaware County on its way to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia from Maryland. Authorities said the passengers, the pilot, a crew member, a nurse, and an infant patient were able to pull themselves out of the completely destroyed helicopter. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Hundreds of thousands of expired COVID test kits in Florida can still be used. The FDA recently granted the state's request to extend the kit's expiration date by another 3 months to March. The Division of Emergency Management has between 800,000 and 1 million test kits that originally expired in September. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is it safe to say that even if 100% of people were vaccinated, this still would not be, we could still not eradicate this virus?
Well, that depends on what's going on in the rest of the world, because we're not in a vacuum here in the United States. We hope we get the overwhelming majority of people in the rest of the world. I can tell you, if 100% of the people in the world were vaccinated, we wouldn't be having this conversation. There would not be an issue.
Oh, really, Dr. Fauci?
Is there any reason not to get a booster at this point?
Not at all, Lester. I think if ever there was a reason and an underscoring of the importance of getting a booster, it's now. It's very clear from the data that although you can get some protection, likely from severe disease from the two-shot mRNA, the booster raises up that level to the point where you can feel reasonably comfortable that most people will be very well protected.
You are bullish and you have been bullish on boosters, yet here we sit, two doses now is considered fully vaccinated. Are there conversations underway right now to change the recommendation?
This is something that's on the table that's being discussed. I don't see it happening immediately, but I think as time goes by and we learn more about the importance of this with regard to the new variant, I think you'll be seeing at least a consideration of this.
And then there was this.
When you talk about exposure and quarantine, if you are a person who is vaccinated but not boosted, versus a person who is not vaccinated because of the greater degree of protection that you would have gotten from being boosted, they're treating people who are vaccinated but not boosted as the same risk of those who are not vaccinated at all.
So all this push for vaccine mandates, huh? And you're not even vaccinated at all unless you get the booster. So now we got to get you vaccinated and boosted. We're going to mandate something else. That is, until we figure out that that doesn't work. And then we'll mandate something else. Because at the end of the day, we don't care whether you're vaccinated or not. You're going to get this disease whether you like it or not. And you're going to survive it whether you like it or not. Two bullets in the back of the head might kill you, but the disease isn't. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Thanks for being players on the show. Glad you're here. Need you to tell others. Please do. I'm not sure if Democrats realize that their evil shows. It's blatant. I think they're immune to the idea that Americans know that they're not trying to help. Democrats are not trying to help us. We are aware of this now, blatantly, more than ever. Have you looked at polling? Biden is down with women, Latinos, blacks, youth, Guatemala midges, everybody. He's down with everybody. You think that's by accident? It's not by accident. People are smart. They've wakened up from woke. Have you ever seen somebody eat something that they don't like or do something that they don't like. In the case of eating something you don't like, they eat it like, hey, try this. And you, oh, that's really good. The look on their face is they try to cover up the fact that they can't stand what it is that you made. Maybe they were, it was your fiance and he's coming, or, you know, going to meet the family and your grandma cooked and doesn't have the heart to say, I don't like it. Well, I made cookies once when I was about 12 years old. And I put way too much baking soda in the cookies. I misread the thing. And it said like half a teaspoon. I put half a cup. It was a crazy amount. I'll never forget it. And they smell so good. And my grandfather, he was all proud. My grandfather was very proud of me for a lot of reasons. He was prideful that I would take on any challenge. I just one day said, I'm going to make some cookies. People are going to love my cookies. And I took a recipe. And I was going to make these cookies. And my grandfather hung around the kitchen kind of just watching as I was doing all this stuff. So the cookies finished and they're cooling down. And as soon as they got to where they weren't going to fall apart, I proudly get the spatula. I scoop one out and I go, try this, Dad, hearing this. And he was sitting there, he was waiting. And he starts eating this he starts eating this cookie. And I'm eating showing him. And you can see from bite one that he does not like this cookie. But he doesn't have the heart to like to pee on my dream. So he was just like, man, and I'm like, you know, how is he? He's like, oh, it's good. Really good. But he doesn't have the heart to you know, I could have been Emerald. You know, he didn't want to be like, oh, I'm not going to stop him. So, but I could tell he didn't like him. So he kindly, you know, stepped away, probably to go spit the thing out. And I bit one and went, oh, my gosh, I could taste that. You hear that baking soda? It's kind of that soda flavor to it. But, I mean, it's not good. And these cookies were laced with baking soda. And I was like, okay, I get it. And I was very, you know, happy that my grandfather, I mean, I knew, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you were happy that he didn't pee on my dream. But also at the same time, I knew he was lying. Well, Democrats remind me of how my grandfather looked after eating my disgusting cookies. They can't cover their lie. But the lies that the Democrats are telling folks are not simple little lies. They're huge lies. And they're about these nasty vaccines and this nasty virus. And in this monumental lie of Wu flu and vaccines, Democrats began the whole thing with lies. Lying about the numbers. Number of people infected. It was like the Vietnam War. I remember every day when I was a kid, they would show the number of casualties. And I was like, man, how many? We must have 10 million soldiers over there. Or how many Vietnamese are there? Because 40,000 Vietnamese killed. 13 Marines. You know, 13 people. 14 people. 14. Whatever. I was just looking at the numbers every day. And it was propaganda. I look at it now and go, oh, they were actually trying to make propaganda. But then they started, the casualties for Americans were going up. And it was a whole propaganda machine about the war. Well, this has been a propaganda machine about Wu flu from day one. The first lie, folks, that I and others called out revolved around the number of people who actually died from this disease. I called BS. I know, Kevin, you're repeating yourself again. But you're still here. Because you know it's going to get better. It's going to get better, baby. Look, I called BS on all these numbers that were reported. And it isn't because I'm so brilliant. I am. I happen to be. But that's not the reason that I called BS on it. Dr. Birx, if you remember her, and others who work for the CDC and other governmental agencies had already said it. Dr. Birx said with her own lips, look, we're counting people that when they come to the hospital, whether they have it or, you know, it's a big issue for them or not, we're counting it. And now this is with me knowing, and I said this before, that test doesn't even work. I knew it. I said, they're just testing it. Oh, everybody's testing positive. So we learned of a new word, comorbidities. People dying for other reasons were counted as dying from Wu flu. Hospitals were being paid to treat these people even when no treatment was necessary. And I'll just tell you, I'm going to be very upfront. Pay me $39,000 to code somebody is dead from Wu Flu when they died in a plane crash, and I'm going to take the cash. That's just human nature. Hospitals did exactly that. And now, to our face, folks, the CDC director, Walensky, admits we skewed all the data. Here's her talking about it.
The overwhelming number of deaths, over 75%, occurred in people who had at least four comorbidities. So really, these are people who were unwell to begin with.
All right, now there's a bigger issue here, but I want to stop here for just a second. Maybe we'll cover this next part of this in the next segment because we're going to run out of time. But 75% of the COVID deaths occurred in people who had at least four comorbidities. So what this means is only 25% of the actual deaths that we've counted so far can be COVID-only related. So of the 800,000 people who supposedly died from the Wu flu, the real number is about 200,000 over a two-year period, which means we had one heck of a bad Wu flu season, but not much worse than a bad flu season. Now, if you knew 200,000 people died over 2 years, would you be wearing a mask and social distancing and watching every commercial that comes on talk about, oh, be careful of COVID? Would you have instilled the level of fear in children that are going to ruin them for a generation? As one guy said, you're going to have the biggest group of pansies, the codependent pansies on some kind of medications forever. Would you have done this with this data? I don't think so. I think the majority of us are smart enough to know if 100,000 people were dying in a year, and oh, by the way, the number of people who got in the disease was over 100 million, so we're talking 0.01%, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-28.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Before I get back to talking about the CDC director and her admitting finally about some of these numbers, she was asked this the other day and she didn't give an answer. And now suddenly she has one and the answer is not good. And the way she answered it is what I want to talk about when we go next. Because she was gleeful that 3/4 of the COVID deaths occurred in people with at least 4 comorbidities. That's pretty morbid. But before I get into that, I want to talk about Bob Saget. Fellow comedian Bob Saget, amazing career. I wasn't a huge Bob Saget fan. I mean, I enjoyed his work on Full House and stuff like that. His comedy was kind of raunchy. And if you know Bob, it came from this really weird place where I can appreciate this about him. He didn't like that people would limit what you could talk about. If you want to talk about pedophilia, Bob was going to talk about it. You want to talk about your naughty bits, Bob was going to. Anything that was considered taboo, Bob wanted to talk about because he loved that level of discomfort that it made people feel. And so he just went back on tour. One of the guys that's going to be on tour with me, Tim Wilkins, opened for Bob the day before he died. And Bob had set his 2022 calendar. This is, you know, this is the old saying where when man plans, God chuckles. So Bob did, he tweeted, I just did a 2-hour set. I want to thank my buddy Tim Wilkins, and he did at Tim Wilkins for opening the show for me. And then the very next day, he was found dead. Talked to Tim. He was a little bit distraught about it because, you know, he's a buddy. And by the way, Tim's wife was also good friends with the woman that Alec Baldwin shot dead. So he's had a couple of, you know, friend tragedies. But going back to this, because I'm going to get back to this Walensky thing, I wondered, Bob is 65 years old, in relatively good health, and he dies suddenly. Norm MacDonald died suddenly, but Norm was fighting cancer. So not as unexpected. Bob was ready to hit the road. He was excited. So I said to myself, I bet you Bob took that shot. I didn't say it right away, but I felt it. He's in Hollywood. He's around all these people. He wants to perform. He doesn't want any grief on, yep, I got my vaccination. I can go anywhere and perform. And here's him talking about it with a caller to his podcast.
So you're with a ton of family. You're with so much family, Jimmy.
We're a little weird like that.
You, so, who are you with now? Who else is?
She's home. She's home with the little one. She's downstairs.
Oh, got it.
I'm up in the bedroom. Yeah.
I understand. You're not with the in-laws still. That was just to go see them to get COVID and then come back.
Yeah, exactly. It was my family that had the COVID. I had to miss the in-laws for the Thanksgiving because I had the COVID.
Oh, see, I'm reading notes wrong. Wow. I'm sorry. So you like your in-laws right now better than your own parents?
Are you kidding me? I didn't have to go to their Thanksgiving.
Don't tell them you're on this podcast.
Fuck you, man. Fuck. Man, I can't believe I'm on the phone. David, I love you. You stand up to some of the best.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, when you feel better and you're not contagion, come see me. I'll be doing New York. I'll be doing the city. I'll be doing all around. I'm touring the whole country trying to make people laugh. And so I just got my booster, so I'm going to keep, I don't know what that's worth because a new variant comes out every 10 minutes, but what the hell, I'm going to go make people laugh. So you come see me, Jimmy, when you're not all, contagion and dangerous. You come backstage, we'll take a picture from about 25 feet apart.
Now, what's funny about this story, there's nothing funny about Saget dying, but what's not funny, haha, is that Saget is exactly what I've predicted. They aren't going to tell you he died from Wu flu. I researched all these celebrities that died. 542 celebrities, some you don't even consider celebrities, died in 2021. This is from TMZ. Anybody under 60 years old who isn't a black rapper, 50% of them died from Wu flu or Wu flu vaccine. I'm saying it's the shots. And they won't tell you. You can almost read between the lines. They will not tell you. Reason for death, undisclosed. Now, you would say, oh, Kevin, they could have died from heroin. Nope, they reported a couple of guys that died from heroin. A black actor. You probably know him. I don't know his name, but I know his face. He died from heroin. Two black rapper types died from gunshot wounds. Probably related to COVID, by the way. So they give you the reasons that these people die. And then there's a bunch of them that were well into their 70s and 80s that died. And I will bet you money, the majority of them had gotten the shot. Rest in peace, Bob Saget. You know, you're a strange comedian, good guy, did a lot for comedy, and I think died too soon. 65 is the 50, is like 50. And there's no other things contributing to this man's demise. There's no comorbidity here. He died because that booster shot probably gave him a heart attack. I don't think you're ever going to hear this story. Anyway, we played the clip of the CDC director Walensky talking about comorbidity. Did we play the clip? I think we did. Let's play it again. Because there's a piece of this clip I don't know if it gets into that, but I think it does. But she's gleeful. Listen to the way she says this.
The overwhelming number of deaths, over 75%, occurred in people who had at least four comorbidities. So really, these are people who were unwell to begin with.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Walensky added that this was encouraging news. Encouraging news. Because health officials have theorized, and you know this, what I'm going to say, Omicron is more transmissible than these other strains, but it's less severe. But it's less severe in people who don't have comorbidities, who are healthy. I told you guys, the cold kills 4,500 people every year. You know who it mostly kills? Old people, compromised people, people with comorbidities. Who would think the common cold? Have you had a cold? Have you ever felt like, this cold going to kill me, man? I'm going to die. Most people never. You may say the flu, this flu is going to kill me. But a cold, you're like, you're like, man, what a nuisance. I can't go out and run. I can't go do my normal activities. I don't want to give it to anybody else. It's a nuisance. But not for old folks and people with comorbidities, compromised lungs, COPD, that kind of thing. Anyway, it's Omicron is less severe to the healthy, but it can be a death sentence to the unhealthy. And Walensky was referring to a study that used data that looked at about 1.2 million adults who completed the primary vaccination, and they give some dates. And among the tiny percentage of those who died, 36 people out of 1.2 million, 78% of them, came from four comorbidities. So in other words, Omicron helps to thin the herd. That's what the LoveGov was doing in New York. That's what many of these eugenicists, the people that helped China develop this thing, they're hoping it can thin the herd. The people that are making people get this shot, they're hoping it will thin the herd. Now, social media picked up on Walensky's gleeful declaration, and an attorney, his name is Matt Cortland, he said, it is encouraging, quotes, uses little quotes, to Walensky that chronically ill and disabled Americans are dying. Our deaths clearly don't count. Now, what have I said to you? I said Democrats expose themselves. Yeah, they might as well just have a raincoat and nothing on underneath it, because they expose themselves to us every single day. They don't hide the truth. They put it right in front of your face. And you know how you know who they are. I'm going to give you the hint once again. I know you've been in class a long time. You probably got a graduate degree in this, what I'm about to say. Democrats tell you who they are by what they try to convince you they are not. And Democrats will tell you they will tell you what they want you to hear is truth while they're going to go do the opposite. The infection rate lies. The death rate lies. The vaccine deaths and maiming, dismemberment, they're not going to dismember you, but it's going to maim you, lies. But now the public is starting to wake up. And even the late night guys, it's Colbert, I played his clip earlier, he's beginning to say, wait a minute, I can't keep spreading these lies. I can't keep telling the American public this. I can't stand behind it. At some point, they actually grow a conscience and start telling the truth.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.